بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. These classes are sadaqa jariya for the spirit of my husband Muhammad, and I will do the dua for him at the beginning of the class. O Allah, forgive Muhammad and have mercy on him, pardon him and give him peace, and be generous with him. O Allah, make his grave part of the paradise. O Allah, give him an abode better than his home and a family better than his family. O Allah, Muhammad is under your care and protection, so protect him from the trials of the grave and torment of the hellfire, and forgive him and have mercy on him. O Allah, make Muhammad among the dwellers of the paradise and make the paradise his final destination.
Inshallah, we will continue with the series of the 99 perfect names of Allah. And today, inshallah, we will learn four names of Allah. The first name is Al-Mujib. Al-Mujib. Al-Mujib is the responsive one. This name means Al-Mujib, the one who answers the prayers, the one who responds to all the needs. So Al-Mujib is the one who answers all the prayers. The root is Jawaba. Jawaba, to answer, to reply, to respond, to accept. We will learn now some of the verses of the Quran which has the meaning that Allah is the one who answers the prayer and Allah is the one who responds to all the needs, because Al-Mujib as a name is not mentioned in the Quran, but the meaning is mentioned in the Quran in the following verses of the Quran. We will start with Surah number 8, verse number 9. To know about Allah, the one who answers all the prayers and responds to all the needs. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. استستغيثون ربكم فاستجاب لكم إن أني ممدكم بألف من الملائكة مردفين.
Remember when you sought help of your Lord and He answered you, I will help you with a thousand of the angels, each behind the other, in succession.
This is the meaning of the name Al-Mujib, the one who answers our call on him, our Lord Allah, Al-Mujib.
Can you spell that, please?
Al-Mujib. Uh-huh. Al-Mujib, M-U-G-E-E-B. Al-Mujib. Okay. We will recite now from Surah number 37, verse number 75, Surah As-Saffat, to know that Allah is the one who answered. Surah number 37, verse number 75, to know that Allah is the one who answered our call, Al-Mujib. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد نادانا نوح فلنعم المجيبون.
And indeed, Noah invoked us, and we are the best of those who answer their request.
This is Allah, Al-Mujib, who answers the request of His slave. Surah number 37, verse number 75. Actually, in Surah number 21, which is Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah number 21, it means that it is the chapter of the messengers. Allah the Almighty mentioned many times how He answered the call of His messengers. We will know now about this answering the call and the prayers of the messengers from Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah number 21, verse number 83 and 84. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة من عندنا وذكرى للعابدين.
And remember Ayub, Job, when he cried to his Lord, verily, distress has seized me, and you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. So we answered his call, and we removed the distress that was on him, and we restored his family to him, and the like thereof along with them, as a mercy from ourselves and as a reminder for all those who worship us.
So actually, sisters, in verse number 84, this is فَاسْتَجَبْنَا فَاسْتَجَبْنَا from Al-Mujib. So we answered his call. Allah answered his call because Allah's name, Al-Mujib, the one who answered the call. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا. We will recite again from the same surah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم from verse 78 and 88. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات 78 and 88 from the same shop. 87. Sorry, 87 and 88 from the same chapter, سورة الأنبياء. وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين.
And remember Dun Nun, Jonah, when he went off in anger and imagined that we shall not punish him. But he cried through the darkness, saying, La ilaha illa anta, none has the right to be worshipped but you. Glorified and exalted are you. Truly I have been of the wrongdoers. So we answered his call and delivered him from the distress. And thus we do deliver the believers.
So actually, sister, this is again Anun answered supplication from the Holy Quran regarding those whom they feel that they have a lot of distress. This is the answered supplication for distress. When you say to Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but you, O Allah, glorified and exalted. You are above all that evil they associate with you. Okay. Now, sisters, we will learn about the third answered supplication from the same surah, surah number 21, verse number 89 and 90. And this is the supplication for those whom they are looking for having babies. You know, if you don't have babies or offspring and you want Allah to give you, this is the answered supplication for Prophet Zachariah. وَذَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَهُ إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين.
And remember Zachariah when he cried to his Lord, O my Lord, leave me not single, though you are the best of the inheritors. So we answered his call and we bestowed upon him Yahya, John, and cured his wife to bear a child for him. Verily they used to hasten on to do good deeds, and they used to call on us with hope and fear, and used to humble themselves before us.
Actually, sister, this is a supplication. Oh my Lord, leave me not single. You are the best of the inheritors. This is the supplication for everyone whom she is looking to have babies, inshallah, and Allah is answering this supplication in the Holy Quran for Prophet Zachariah. Accordingly, we learn now that Allah is the one who answered our supplications based on his name Al-Mujib. This means that Allah has three other names related to the name Al-Mujib, which are Al-Karim, the most generous. Okay, because he responds to all the needs, so he must be the most generous, Al-Karim, the wealthy, Al-Ghani, the bestower of wealth, Al-Mughni. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So now we will learn about the name Allah, Al-Karim. Al-Karim, the most generous, the one who is continually giving the grandest and more precious bounty, the one who is generous. The root is karama, to be noble, to be generous, giving, to be beneficent. And actually it was mentioned the name Al-Karim two times in the Holy Quran. We will recite now from surah number 23, verse number 116.
116?
Yes. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم. This is the name of Allah الكريم.
So exalted is Allah, the true King. لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He, the Lord of the Supreme Throne.
Okay, we will recite also about the name of Allah al-Karim from Surah number 82, verse number 6. Surah number 82, verse number 6. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 6. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم.
O man, what has made you careless about your Lord, the most generous?
Okay, so this is the name of Allah Al-Karim, the most generous. Now we will learn about the name of Allah Al-Ghani, self-sufficient, the wealthy, the independent one, the one who is self-sufficient, not in need of anyone, the one upon whose wealth and riches all others depend. The root is ghaniya, to be free from needs, to be content, to be satisfied, to be rich and wealthy. The name of Allah Al-Ghani, the wealthy, was mentioned 6 times in the Holy Quran, and we will recite some of these verses. We will recite Surah number 10, verse number 68. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه هو الغني له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض إن عندكم من سلطان بهذا أتقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون.
They, the Jews, Christians, and pagans say, Allah has begotten a son. Glory is to him, he is rich, free from all needs. His is all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. No warrant you have for this. Do you say against Allah what you know not?
Okay. We will recite also about Allah Al-Ghani from Surah number 35, verse number 15. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد.
O mankind, it is you who stand in need of Allah, but Allah is rich, free of all needs, worthy of all praise.
Okay, so now we will learn about Allah Al-Mughni. Al-Mughni is the one, the bestower of wealth, the one who enriches all of creation, the one whose wealth fulfills all the needs, and it is from the same root, ghaniya, to be free from needs, to be content and satisfied. This name was not mentioned in the Holy Quran as the name of Allah. And actually, sisters, to know the difference between al-ghani and al-mughni, al-ghani is the one whose essential nature is a supreme wealth, while al-mughni is the one who gives, you know, the wealth to the other people. Okay, this is the difference. Al-ghani is the wealthy. Al-mughni is the one who gives the wealth to other people. Okay? Inshallah, today, sisters, we will learn about Allah, the one who answers our prayers, and the class is related to our dua, supplication, and prayers. We will learn, inshallah, the importance and benefits of dua, supplication, and the ways to have our dua answered. Allah is the one who answers the supplication, because Allah is Al-Mujib. Al-Mujib, the one who answers. So we will learn the ways to have Allah to answer our supplication. We will start by learning about the verses of the Quran where Allah the Almighty is encouraging us. Allah Al-Mujib, the one who answers the prayer, is encouraging every one of us to call on Him. We will recite now from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 186, to learn about this fact. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشِدُونَ.
And when my slaves ask you concerning me, then answer them, I am indeed near. I respond to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls on me. So let them obey me and believe in me, so that they may be led aright.
We will recite also from Surah number 40, Surah Ghafir, verse number 60, to learn that Allah is commanding us, our slaves, to call on Him so that, inshallah, He will answer our prayers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ.
And your Lord said, invoke me, I will respond to your invocation. Verily, those who scorn my worship, they will surely enter hell in humiliation.
So actually, sister, this is a proof that Allah, Al-Mujib, the one who answered the supplication, is commanding us to call on Him. And let us know some of the benefits of calling on Allah, the Al-Mujib, the one who answered the supplication, so that all the time we will have this habit to call on Allah. Because Allah is the Al-Mujib, and Allah is encouraging us and commanding us to call on Him. Number one, supplication is the most noble of the deeds before Allah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said there is nothing more noble before Allah than supplication. It has said that the reason is that Allah created us to worship Him, and supplication is the mind of worship. Okay? So we must all the time believe that the most noble of deeds before Allah is supplications. So let us all the time call on Allah and do dua to Him. Also, Allah the Almighty, supplication is beloved by Allah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Allah, ask Allah of His bounty, for truly Allah loves to be asked. Allah loves to be asked. So let us all the time call on Allah. All the human beings, they hate to be asked. Correct? None like to be asked for anything, even for a cup of water. It is too difficult for me to give you a cup of water. Even to give you a smile. It is also difficult for me to give you a smile. Okay, but Allah, the most merciful, the owner of everything, the one who answers the supplication, loves to be asked. Nowadays, it is very difficult in someone to listen to you. Okay? You know? Nowadays, it is difficult, in reality, to find someone to listen to you and to, you know, to participate with you and to sympathize with you. Okay? But Allah, the Almighty, the Exalted, the All-Rich, the Most Powerful, loves, you know, to be asked. He loves to listen to us. He loves to answer us. And actually, this is one of the ways to love Allah, the Almighty. Because, you know, when I look around and I feel that I cannot find anyone to listen to me, okay, I will tell to myself, hold on, you have the Lord of the heavens and the earth to listen to you. He is the only one who can actually feel your feeling, and He is the only one who can change the situation. All praise to Allah, that I have Allah, the Lord, to listen to me, and He loves to be asked by me. You know, this is a very important, secret for the spirit, to feel relieved all the time. Don't look for the people to listen to you or to answer you or to help you or to support you, because you have Allah who loves to be asked. Okay? Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Supplication keeps us away from the feeling of helplessness. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The most helpless of the people is the one who is unable to ask Allah in supplication."
So supplication keeps us away
From the feeling of helplessness, you know, because Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The most helpless of the people is the one who is unable to ask Allah in supplication." And actually, sister, this is a great reality and a very important fact. If you cannot call on Allah for your needs and for your problems, whom you will call? Who has the power? Who can help you? Okay, only Allah the Almighty. Actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, supplication is the means of warding off afflictions before it falls. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Nothing reverses divine decree except supplication." The meaning in this hadith is an indication that Allah prevents by virtue of supplication what he had decreed to be fallen, to befall the servant. What is the meaning of this, sister? For example, you know, I was supposed to have an accident, for example, by 2 o'clock, for example. But because I was always calling on Allah, "Oh Allah, save me from the accident. Oh Allah, save me from the accident." These my supplications, okay, were, prevents the accident which was supposed to happen at 2 o'clock. So this is a proof that supplication is very important for us in this worldly life, you know, because the more you call on Allah, the more Allah will answer your supplication, the more you prevent catastrophes from happening in your life which you were not aware of. I was not aware that I may have an accident on, for example, Monday or Tuesday at that time. But I was all the time calling on Allah, "Oh Allah, make the accidents away from me. Oh Allah, make the diseases and the illnesses away from me." Because of that supplication, you know, Allah the Almighty prevents the accident to happen. Okay. Also regarding supplication, sisters, supplication brings relief from affliction after it has occurred. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Whoever among you has the door to supplication open to him, then he has the gates of mercy open to him. Allah is not asked anything to be given more beloved to him than for someone to ask for well-being. Supplication benefits with respect to what has fallen and to what has not fallen. Therefore, worshippers of Allah engage in supplication." Again and again, sisters, all praise to Allah. I am living my life through the supplication to Allah, dua to Allah. And actually, I have, you know, a strategy that I will not ask anyone for whatever I am looking for. For example, I was looking for my daughter to study well over the weekend, my youngest, because she had a lot of exams this week. And whenever I tell her, "Yosh, focus, shoot, I'm focusing." So I tell to myself, I will not tell her to focus. I will call on Allah. I will call on Allah to make her to focus. Then, you know, I was having a request from my husband. Then I tell to myself, "No, I will not ask him for that request. I will call on Allah to make him to do what I am looking for." Because, you know, nowadays people are most of the time short-tempered. You know, if you repeat the request more than once, the situation becomes very, very difficult very quickly. And subhanAllah, unfortunately, sometimes it is not the request is not for yourself, it is for them. And because you worry about them, so you keep on repetition. You know, "Take care, take care, take care." You know, but who will listen to you? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We should make every effort to engage in supplication as often as we can, for indeed our supplications are answered and our needs are fulfilled by the mercy of Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, caution will not save you from what Allah has decreed. Supplication benefits with respect to what has befallen and to what has not fallen. The reward of supplication is guaranteed. We know that the reward of supplication is guaranteed. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, there is never a Muslim who raised his face to Allah and asked something of him, except that Allah gives him what he asks for, either immediately in this world or by reserving it for him in the hereafter. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this is that if you raise your hands to Allah, for example, oh Allah, I am looking for a good health. Okay, either Allah will give you the good health in this life, or Allah will reward you for calling him in the hereafter. So you will be rewarded, you know, for your calling on Allah. This means that supplication by itself, you know, is a blessing from Allah, because you will either get the benefit in this world or you will be rewarded for calling on Allah in the other life. And actually it was said that a man in the paradise, he noted that he had a lot of reward. So he was surprised, because, you know, he was not aware, how can I have all this reward? And the answer was that these are your unanswered supplications in the worldly life. So he said to Allah, oh Allah, I hope that you never answer any of my supplications in the worldly life and you keep it all for the hereafter. You see, sister, subhanAllah, our problem is that we are very critical with Allah. You know, if I call on him and he will not answer me, I will not call on him. Okay, so don't call, no problem. He is not in need of your call. If you call on him, you will get a benefit by any means. Either you will receive what you are looking for in this life, or you will receive a reward for supplication by itself, because it is an act of worship of Allah in the hereafter. You get my point?
Can you repeat that again? The reward of supplication.
There is never a Muslim who raised his face to Allah and asked something of him, except that Allah gives him what he asked for, either immediately in this world or by reserving it for him in the hereafter.
What did you say before? The reward of supplication.
Supplication is the character of the pious who fears Allah. It is the character of the prophets that they call on Allah, the Al-Mujib, the Almighty, to help them, as we just recited from the verses of the Quran, from Surah number 21, Surah Al-Anbiya, Prophet Zechariah, Prophet Zannun, Prophet Jacob. All they called on Allah because they fear him and they are from the Bible. Supplication is the refuge of the oppressed. Allah, the Almighty, clarified that He will answer the supplication of the oppressed person even after long time. But it must be answered. If you are an oppressed, your supplication will be answered, either immediately or later on. And we will know more of this later. Inshallah, now we will learn about the ways for our supplications to be answered. Very important revision for this, you know, ways for our answered supplication, because nowadays we are in the first 10 days of the month of Arafah, the month of Hajj, and these days are the days of the good deeds. So let us promise Allah that in these good deeds we will keep on calling Him and doing dua to Him, inshallah, during the days of Arafah. So see the ways for applications to be answered by Allah Al-Mujib, the one who answers our supplications. Number one, sisters, sincerity. Sincerity means the clear belief that Allah Al-Mujib is the only one who answers our prayers and the only one we are supposed to call on Him. You must have a clear fact in your spirit. Only Allah can answer my supplication, and He has the name Al-Mujib, the one who answered our dua. So, number one, to have your supplication answered by Allah, have the sincerity towards Allah when you call on Him. Number two, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In order to know about this, that only Allah is the one who answered your supplication, we will recite from Surah number 35, verse number 15, to learn that only Allah is the one who answered our supplication. Let us have this Quranic rule clear in our spirits. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 35, verse number 15. Ya ayyuhan nasu antumul fuqara'u ilallah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid.
O mankind, it is you who stand in need of Allah, but Allah is rich, worthy of all praise.
Actually, sisters, now we will learn Hadith Qudsi. What is the Hadith Qudsi? Hadith Qudsi is a saying which is mentioned by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, on behalf of Allah the Almighty. Allah the Almighty said, O my servants, I have forbidden oppression for myself and I have made it forbidden amongst you, so don't oppress one another. O my servants, all of you are astray, except for those I have guided, so seek guidance of me and I shall guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry, except for those I have fed, so seek food of me and I shall feed you. O my servants, all of you are naked, except for those I have clothed, so seek clothing of me and I shall clothe you. O my servants, you sin by night and day, and I forgive all sins, so seek forgiveness of me, and I shall forgive you. O my servants, you will not attain harming me, so as to harm me, and you will not attain benefiting me, so as to benefit me. O my servants, where the first of you, and the last of you, the human of you, and the jinn of you, to be as pious as the most pious heart of any one man of you, that would not increase my kingdom in anything. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as wicked as the most wicked heart of any man of you, that would not decrease my kingdom in anything. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to rise up in one place and make a request of me, and were I to give everyone what he requested, that would not decrease what I have any more than a needle decreases the sea if put into it. Actually, sisters, this is the proof that Allah is the one who owns everything, and Allah is the all-powerful, Allah is the almighty, Allah is the all-rich. And I want to clarify to you the meaning of the last paragraph of that Hadith Qudsi, because it is related to our class. Allah the almighty is clarifying that if all the human beings and the jinn whom they were created from Prophet Adam until the Day of Judgment, if all of you will call on Allah at the same time for all what they are looking for, and he answered all these calls for every human being and for every jinn, for all what they are looking for, this will not decrease his kingdom, except like when you put a needle in the sea water and get it out. Very little drops of water. This is to appreciate how Allah is the all-rich, is the all-wealthy, Allah is the one who owns everything. Allah is the only one who answers or can answer all the calls of all the human beings at the same time regarding everything. If every one of us will call on Allah, oh Allah, I want to own a city like Houston. Oh Allah, I want to own, all America. I want to own America, Liz wants to own Africa, and Celia wants to own
Europe.
Europe. What about you, Daniel? What do you want to own? Okay. Subhanallah. If we call on Allah, all of us at the same time, you know, sister, try to imagine these facts, because this will give you a more clear image about who is Allah. You know, our Lord, the owner of the heavens and the earth, the one who loves to be asked. So that when you call on him, you must feel that he loves you when you call on him. This is how Allah, the most merciful, Allah al-Mujib, you know, the one who responds to every one of us, is encouraging every one of us to call on him. Okay? So actually, sister, this is the reality of the kingdom of Allah. Let us now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, learn how to have our supplication answered. Number two, after having sincerity. Number two, sister, to have full trust that Allah will answer your supplication. This is very important. To be clear to your mind that inshallah I have the full trust that Allah will answer my supplication. Allah said in the Holy Quran, as we just read from Surah number 40, verse number 60, do dua to me and I will answer your dua. This is a promise from Allah to answer our supplication, which we must have the full trust that he will answer our supplication. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, supplicate to Allah with full confidence that he will answer your supplication. Actually, sisters, someone can tell me that most of my supplications are not answered. Okay, there are people whom they always feel that most of their supplications are not answered. Okay, and I will answer this question at the end, inshallah, why our supplications are not answered. But let us learn first the ways for our supplications to be accepted by Allah. Okay, when you have full trust that Allah will answer your supplication, this will give you the feeling of hope, which we are always in need of it during the trials and the afflictions. Why I am calling on Allah? I am calling on Allah mostly because I have a problem. Okay, and I am in need of Allah to solve that problem for me, or I am looking for something to have it and I need Allah's help to give it to me. So, if I have the full trust that inshallah Allah will give me what I am looking for and inshallah Allah will solve my problem, this will give me the feeling of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, tranquility, and the feeling of trust in Allah, and I feel the mercy of Allah. I will feel more power to continue my life while I have this trial or this affliction. Okay, why the people always lose the hope? Most of the people during the trials and during the afflictions, they lose the hope in everything. So you tell her, sister, call on Allah and have the full trust, inshallah, that Allah will answer you. Try it, sister. Try to have the trust. If you have the trust in Allah in the depths of your heart, you will feel more motivated to continue life. You will feel more motivated that, inshallah, everything will be better. You will be more motivated to fulfill your responsibilities in this life. But when you feel that, you know, I have a lot of problems, nothing will change, you know, you will gradually stop doing your responsibilities in the worldly life. Okay? And this is, you know, this is the way, you know, for drugs and for antidepressant and, you know, for depression. Why, when you ask a sister, why you look depressed? Because Allah is not answering my supplication. Okay, so, you know, this is the personal advice, sister. All the time keep the full trust that inshallah Allah will answer my supplication. And don't listen to those whom they are always saying, okay, I do the dua to Allah and he didn't answer me, so I stopped. Be away from those people. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And again, sister, if we admit that answering the supplication sometimes takes time, okay, so how can I support myself when the answer is delayed from Allah? I must say to myself, Mona, Allah said in the Quran, Allah knows and we don't know. Allah has the wisdom, we don't have the wisdom. Okay? So maybe if your supplication was answered at the time which you are looking for, this was not the best opportunity for you. Allah has the name Al-Mujib, which we are learning today, the one who answered the supplication. Allah is the most rich. Allah is the most wealthy. Okay? So there is no problem for Allah to answer your supplication at the time which you are looking for. But also Allah is the one who has all the wisdom. Allah is the one who knows the unseen and we don't know. So hold on. Keep the trust in Allah that inshallah He will answer your supplication in the proper time. Up to Him, because He knows the proper time and we don't know the proper time for our supplications to be answered. This means that, sisters, we must have patience, okay, as a way for our supplications to be answered. I am not supposed to call on Allah, "Oh Allah, the Almighty, I am calling on you so that inshallah within 1 month you will change all my situation." Okay, I am giving Allah a timetable. Okay, if it will not be answered within 1 month, I will not be happy. Okay, what is the meaning of this? You are interfering in Allah's affairs. This is Allah's affair, not you. Okay, Allah is the one who decides when to answer the supplication and when to change the situation. So have patience. Call on Allah. "Oh Allah, I need so and so a person to change his attitude with me. I need, you know, these circumstances to be changed for me. You are the most merciful. You are the one who is answering. You are the all wealthy. You are the most rich. I have full trust in you. Oh Allah." That's it. Okay, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Verily Allah loves those who are persistent in their supplication." Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The invocation of any one of you is responded by Allah if he does not show impatience by saying, 'I invoked Allah, but my request has not been granted.'" Let us all believers in Allah remember those two Quranic rules, which I just mentioned. Allah knows, but we know not. Allah's will, wisdom, and knowledge are behind His decree. Also, sisters, to have our supplications answered, we must enjoin what is right and forbid evil. We must be obedient to Allah. Okay, if we are not obeying the commands of Allah, why Allah will answer our supplication? If in reality, we don't believe or we don't practice the oneness of Allah, if we don't practice anything related to our belief in Allah, why Allah will answer our supplication? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "You should enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, otherwise Allah will descend punishment upon you, and then you will ask Him, but your supplication will never be answered." Actually, sister, many Muslims nowadays are not following the right path, and they are calling on Allah, you know, for all their problems and trials, and Allah is not answering their supplication. And they become very upset. "Oh Allah," they are focusing on Allah's answer, and they are not focusing on their disobedience to Allah. If you are not obeying the one you are calling on, so why He will answer you? And you know, sisters, let us always try to think it regarding the people around us in our worldly life. If Celia is my friend, and Celia is asking me some for any, you know, she is asking me, for example, to take her to any class or whatever. But Celia was never nice with me. Celia was never calling me. She was never a true friend to me. So when she will ask me for something, I will not do it for her. Okay? Because, you know, for every action, there is, you know, what is called an
opposite and equal reaction.
Yes, opposite and equal reaction in the opposite direction. Okay, so Allah is doing with us the same. I am not obedient to Him, He will not answer my call. And actually, this is a form of Allah's mercy. Because when I realize that Allah will never answer my call except when I am obedient to Him, this will motivate me to obey Him so that inshallah He will answer my call. Okay? But unfortunately, most of the human beings, they are looking for their supplications to be answered, but they are not looking, you know, to obey Allah the Almighty. Okay? And this is the problem of most of us. Okay? So actually, sisters, The next way for our supplications to be answered is to use the lawful food and drink and clothing, that is to say, to have halal earning. If we don't have halal earning, Allah will not answer our supplications. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make your food lawful, halal, then your dua will be answered. Actually, sister, this is very important Quranic, this is very important advice of Prophet Muhammad for every one of us, that our food must be lawful. This means that our earning of the money must be halal and our spending is halal. And I want to ask you, sisters, all of you, all our earning is halal and all our spending is halal nowadays? Alhamdulillah. But still, there is unlawful around us in many issues which you cannot prevent it. Okay? But alhamdulillah that we are trying to have, you know, our earning and our spending halal, so that inshallah our dua will be answered. Okay. The next regarding our dua to be answered regarding the name of Allah, Al-Mujib, is that we must try the time which our dua is more likely to be accepted. Number one, Laylatul Qadr. Okay, this is the best time for our supplication to be answered, Laylatul Qadr, from the month of Ramadan. Number two, the month of Ramadan, as we all know. Number three, sisters, next Thursday, inshallah, will be the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, and it is one of the days when our supplication, inshallah, will be answered. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Muhammad, peace be upon him, said the best supplication is the supplication on the day of Arafah. Okay, so actually, sister, we must fast also. It is the sunnah. So that you know it will be clear. It is the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to fast the day of Arafah, which is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, this coming Thursday. So try to fast that day, so that inshallah, when you call on Allah, you will be calling while you are fasting. And also when you break your fast, you have an answer supplication, because Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, three supplications will not be rejected: the one who is fasting, the oppressed, and the traveler. Okay, so try inshallah to fast this coming Thursday, the day of Arafah. Also regarding the time of our supplication to be mostly answered by Allah is the day of Jum'ah. Okay, Yawm al-Jum'ah. According to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, there is an hour in that day where our supplication is answered. Mostly it is the 1 hour before Maghrib prayer. Okay, according to most of the scholars, and Allah knows, 1 hour before Maghrib prayer in every day of Jum'ah, Friday, in every Friday before Maghrib prayer, there is an hour, inshallah, Allah knows, that our supplications will be answered. Also regarding the prayer as Salah, okay, after the obligatory prayers, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that after the obligatory prayers, inshallah, our prayers will be answered. Also in the last part of the night. Okay, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, our Lord descends every night to the lowest heaven when the last third of the night remains, and he says, if there is anyone to invoke me, so that I may respond to his invocation, is there anyone to ask me for something, so that I may grant him his request, is there anyone to ask for forgiveness, so that I may forgive him. So it is the last part of the night. Try to wake up and to pray 2 rak'ah to Allah, and during the sujood, call on Allah the Almighty. You are the closest to Allah while you are in the sujood, and you are close to Allah because Allah descends, okay, every night to the lowest heaven. So inshallah, this is also time of answering the supplication between Al-Adhan and Al-Iqamah. When the one calling for prayer, call for Al-Adhan. Okay, and then there is time, the time between calling for prayer and starting the prayer, this is time for answering the supplication. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said the invocation is not rejected between Al-Adhan and Al-Iqama, so do invoke. Also, regarding the time of the prayer, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in prayers after At-Tashahud, at the end of the prayer, okay, when you say At-Tashahud, while you are still sitting, okay, you can call on Allah and Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You can ask Allah and inshaAllah Allah will answer you. This is also the time of answering the prayer. And when prostrating, when you are down, okay, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said the closest a person gets to his Lord is during prostration, sujood. Therefore, increase the dua. So, alhamdulillah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, also we mentioned about on the day of Arafah, also the traveler. Okay, and you always notice that when you are traveling, most of your sisters will tell you, Sister Mona, don't forget me from your supplication. Okay, when you are in the aeroplane, okay, you can call on Allah, this is the traveler, okay, because as I mentioned, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that the supplication of the traveler is not rejected. During the rain, okay, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, two supplications will not be rejected. Supplication after the call for the prayer, Al-Adhan, and the time of rain. Okay, why? Because the gates of the heaven are opened. Okay, so sister, regarding the manners of supplication, number one, it should start with Bismillah, praise is to Allah, peace and blessings be upon the Messenger of Allah. We must start our supplication with all of these sisters. Number two, it should be performed secretly and with the sincere heart. You must, when you call on Allah, it must be clear to you that only Allah is the one who will answer your supplication. This is the name of Allah, Al-Mujib. Number three, it should be with humility and you express your needs to Allah. When you call on Allah, sister, you must say to Allah, O Allah, I am calling on you because you are the only one who can answer my call. Because I am in great need and you are the one who has all the power and you are the only one who can answer my call. Number four, it should be repeated three times. You must repeat your call, what you are looking for, three times. Number four, invoke Allah by His names and attributes. What is the meaning of this? You must say to Allah, O Allah, you are the most merciful. O Allah, you are Al-Mujib. O Allah, you are the all-hearer. Actually, you will know these names in Arabic. So you will call on Allah, O Allah, Ya Allah, Anta al-Rahim, Anta al-Ghafoor, Anta al-Qarib, Anta al-Wadud, Anta al-Qawi, Anta al-Mateen, Anta al-Sami', Anta al-Basir, Anta al-Alim, Anta al-Qadir, Anta al-Muqtadir, Anta al-Ghani. You keep on saying, Anta al-Hayy, al-Qayyum, al-Fard, al-Wahid, al-Ahad, al-Samad. So when you invoke on Allah by His names and His attributes. Number six, supplicate Allah by mentioning the righteous deeds you have done. You say to Allah, O Allah, on that day, on Monday, for example, 22nd or 3rd of October, I was very sick and tired, but for the sake of coming to your house and teaching your book, I came to the Masjid out of my love and worship to you. So Allah, you are the most merciful, Anta al-Rahim, Anta al-Qawi al-Mateen. I am looking forward for you to answer my supplication. Number seven, admit your sins during supplication. You must say to Allah, O Allah, I am the servant who is doing the sins. I am weak. Shaitan is trying to control me. But I have all the hope that inshallah you will guide me and you will forgive my sins. Number eight, face the Qibla during your supplication. This is al Qibla, the place where we look forward while we are praying. So when you do supplication to Allah, also try to face the Qibla. Number 10, when making supplications for others, start by yourself. Okay, if Celia will come and tell me, Sister Mona, do dua for me to be guided, so I will call on Allah. Oh Allah, guide me and Celia. Especially for the other life. Okay, for example, if Celia will come and tell me, Sister Mona, call for Allah for me to have a new car, I will call for her to have a new car. Oh Allah, I am calling on you so that inshallah you will give Thalia a new car. But if Thalia requested me to call on Allah for her, for the paradise, I will say, oh Allah, make me to be in the paradise and Thalia also. Okay, so you always start to include yourself. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Also remember to include your parents in your supplications and all the Muslims. So when I will call on Allah, oh Allah, make the paradise my final destination, and my parents and all the Muslims. So that inshallah when others call on Allah for the blessings, you will be included with them, inshallah. This is regarding the manners of supplications. And inshallah, sisters, let us all the time remember the name of Allah, Al-Mujib, the one who answered our supplications. And let us keep on calling on Him day and night, because He loves those whom they call on Him, inshallah. And let us now make the time. الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بسم الله. O Allah, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, control all of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion. Our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.